Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So the clock was ticking as we were trying to get that last guest up. The phone line to the prison was terrible. We had to try him 3, 4, 5 times. We didn't know if we'd get him on at all in time. And as the clock ticked, I tended to tug at my mustache. I looked over into the control room and I saw our lead producer clenching her teeth. The engineer was tapping nervously on the desk and fidgeting in the chair. And some people, like our next guest, Emily Bazelon, senior editor at Slate.com, when they're nervous, they bite their nails. Emily, welcome back to WNYC, and thanks for sharing your nervous habit with us.
Thank you.
And thanks for not being late.
Yeah, well, then I would have had to get all nervous and anxious. I don't want that to happen.
And after that last segment, I don't know if my crew could have stood it. But listeners, do you bite your nails? Is it a problem? What have you done to try and stop? Give us a call about your nervous habits at 212-433-9692. Because Emily has a piece on Slate right now about nail biting, and more specifically about how, oh, maybe your 5-year-old son might have picked up your bad habit. So, Emily, you write that you have a 5-year-old son who's what? Biting his nails all the time, just like mommy?
Yes, he is doing it pretty frequently. And we're hoping that he'll be one of the... A lot of children do this as kids and then, unlike me, manage to stop as they grow older. So we're hoping he'll fall into that category.
Is there something particularly distasteful about nail biting that you focused on it so much?
Well, you know, after my piece ran, a bunch of people said to me, you know, there are a lot of nervous habits, and one of my coworkers wrote me a long kind of gross list, and you know, nail biting is just one of them, and everyone or most people do at least one of them, so that made me feel a little bit better. And I don't think that you know, nail biting is as terrible as many other things that we could all be doing,
considering what we've been talking about the last few segments. I guess not. But now, do you feel guilty as a parent that your kid is picking this up?
I do feel guilty, and it's that that feeling that I think is probably familiar to a lot of parents where, you know, you so want your children to personify the things that you like about yourself and the sort of sunny, good qualities. And then inevitably, sometimes you can see in their behavior, in their faces, the things about yourself that you don't like as much. And it's this funny... it's a painful recognition, but it also gives me this sense of connection and also a sense of being protective of my son, too.
And you reveal that you've been a nail biter since age 5. Do you think you got it from one of your parents?
No, my parents don't bite their nails. And they have other... there's some nervous energy and kind of fidgeting in my family, but I'm the only person who bites her nails.
So, listeners, have you ever noticed that you have a bad habit, something maybe you don't like, a nervous tick or whatever, and you realize, darn, that's the same thing that my father does. And then you start to hate your father for it. What about the family dynamic here? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Timothy in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Timothy.
Hi, good afternoon. Good morning, rather.
Good morning.
I'm a nail biter, and I'm 42 years old. I've been a nail biter for 40 years, as long as I can remember. And I don't think that my parents weren't nail biters, but my mom was there was a nervous energy in our house, and my mom was very, very nervous all the time. And I think that somehow or another that got projected onto me. I've tried everything I could do to stop biting my nails, but I just realized I've given up. I've tried it all. I've given up on it, and I'm just going to embrace it and just say, this is who I am, this is what I do. I bite them because I'm nervous. I bite them when I'm not nervous. You know, I've tried it all.
Do you have buck teeth?
Yes, actually, yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Emily, this is what parents say to their kids. Don't bite your nails, you'll get buck teeth.
That's true. I got a few emails from people who said that when they had braces, they stopped because they just couldn't bite their nails.
Wow, maybe I should try that.
Ooh, braces at 42, Timothy. I don't know.
I'll try the ones behind the teeth, not in the front.
There you go. Thank you very much. Emily, does this mean your 5-year-old son is stressed at age 5, or is he just mimicking you?
Well, that's a good question. I don't actually think he's mimicking me, but I think that he has, I don't think that he's stressed about anything in particular. And, you know, it's hard to tell with kids because he's a pretty articulate 5-year-old, but still. When we ask him if there's something in particular that's making him nervous, he says no. I think it's more just that he has a lot of nervous energy, and people who need to fidget are people who just can't sit still. And, you know, who knows? I like to think of my own nail biting, you know, maybe it's like the very beginning of some worse mental disorder, but at least it's not progressed beyond that.
Dustin in New Hampshire, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dustin.
Hi, how are you today?
All right, what's up?
Well, I actually had I heard this, I can't remember specifically where, but I think it was on maybe even your radio program a long time ago or something, but it says that there are two different camps of people who bite their nails. The first is either people who are so in love with themselves that they want to take off little bits themselves and ingest their hands and fingers. And the other camp are the people who are complete polar opposite, who are so disgusted by themselves that they bite off pieces of themselves and spit it out.
This seems to have very Freudian.
Yeah. I'm 26 years old, and I've bit my nails for a long time. I quit about 4 or 5 months ago when I heard that because I realized I didn't want to fit into either one of those camps. So
that's excellent.
All right. Yeah. Which one do you think you really do fit into, though, Dustin?
Unfortunately, I think the people who are more self-loving than self-loathing.
Yeah, do something about that ego,
okay? High self-esteem. That's how you
There you go. Dustin, thank you very much. Katie in Butler, New Jersey. You're on WNYC. Hi, Katie.
Hi. My daughter started biting her nails when she was about 5. My husband and I are really grossed out by that stuff, like biting your nails, picking your nose, anything like that. And I was really upset. And we got a book called Good Kids, Bad Habits, and at the local library, and it had a lot of positive ways to get your child to stop. One of them is, you know, if you stop, then you get a reward. That did work. She got a light bright. But my mom, growing up, told us, like, don't bite your nails, don't pick your nose, you'll get worms. And she really laid it on the line what it was. You know, worms go in your body, you can't see them until they come out. When you poop, they come out your hiney hole and the whole thing. It's so gross that really helped a lot. I mean, she flat out told us the medical implications of doing something like that.
So this worked to scare your daughter out of biting her nails?
Well, I don't think it's so much... scared her. I mean, it's pretty much a fact.
I know you scared the listeners with that stuff.
I mean, it's disgusting, especially little kids are at school. They don't know what they're touching. The other kids are touching, you know, that. And,
yeah, so the book is good for you, but, you know, maybe the light bright is more motivation for a 5-year-old.
It might be. She's got a heart defect, so I have to be careful with germs. You know, that really upset me that she was doing this habit that, you know.
So here, Katie, and for everyone else, is some advice from WebMD pertinent to this segment. It says keep your nails trimmed and filed. Taking care of your nails can help reduce your nail-biting habit. Have a manicure regularly or use nail polish. Try stress management techniques. Paint a bitter-tasting polish, such as they mentioned a product called Control It or another one called Thumb on your nails, or snap a rubber band on the inside of your wrist when you start to bite your nails so you have a negative physical response to nail biting. Emily Bazelon, have you ever tried any of that stuff?
Yes, a bunch of them. I think that for adults, keeping your nails trimmed and getting manicures works really well. That's the best strategy for me personally. And maybe if I had, just to gender stereotype for a moment, I would imagine that with little girls, that might help too. My son is not interested in manicures, alas. And the better tasting remedies we tried also, and I find them somewhat helpful, although it's hard. You know, one tends to use one's hands to eat, and the stuff tastes really gross. It's like licking a lot of envelopes. So you have to pick a time of day where you're not getting it into your mouth by accident. But when I tried to use that on my son, he just totally rebelled and, you know, started screaming that he wanted me to take it off. And I felt like it wasn't fair to put that on his fingernails because he's not ready to stop. He doesn't consider it a problem. He really doesn't care. And I don't think that forcing some bad-tasting potion on his hands would really be very fair to him.
Joe in Rockland, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Leonard.
It's Brian. That's okay.
I'm sorry. I'm a little bit nervous, but I've been biting my nails as long as I can remember, and I tried filing them. I tried the bitter-tasting things that you put on them, and nothing really seemed to work. Now, I started playing the guitar when I was in my 20s, And when I would play the guitar, I wouldn't bite my nails. And then I stopped playing the guitar, and I went back to biting my nails. And now I'm playing a lot, and I don't bite my nails anymore. So there may be some kind of a psychological frustration.
Or maybe all of a sudden you wanted nails to use them as picks.
Well, actually, what I do is I got to keep them short. It's my left hand that I keep short, and that would be the problem, because if I were to bite my nails, then it would hurt when I would play. So I mean, by keeping them just the right length. But you know, when I was a kid growing up, and you know, watching Elvis and the Beatles on TV, my parents wanted me to have nothing to do with music at all. You know, I was one of those kids that asked for piano lessons instead of kids, you know, being forced having piano lessons on them. So I think that there could be something, perhaps, that you know, your guest is saying that she has a child who's biting his nails. Perhaps there's something that he should be doing with his hands. And maybe that would help.
Yeah, interesting. Joe, thank you. Maybe everybody needs to play guitar there, Emily.
Really good idea.
Lenore in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi there. I'm a psychotherapist and a parent of a 15-year-old who we adopted at birth. And when he was, I guess in the mid-1990s, I read a very interesting study that said that when they studied kids who were separated at birth, who were identical twins, regardless of if they were raised in a nurturing household or a household that was very rejecting and cold, the identical twins bit their nails and did bedwetting. So it's kind of disheartening news for those of you who are trying to figure out how to solve this, although I really believe in cognitive therapy and doing this, you know, the nurture part of it. But
how disempowering for a therapist to find out that things are hereditary and genetic.
Well, my son's adopted, though, so when he was biting his nails, I wasn't so worried about it once I read this, because I realized whatever I was doing wasn't going to make him bite his nails. It was something that was genetic.
Well, in terms of blaming yourself or not blaming yourself, but what about doing something about it?
Well, I think you can do some, you know, various strategies. I totally believe in that. But there's a component of this that's completely genetic. And they really found this, regardless of the kind of household you're raised in. There's identical twins separated at birth, but they bit their nails.
Thank you very much. And Patrick in Madison, you're on WNYC. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to, something interesting that happened to me when I was put on Wellbutrin, which is an antidepressant, about 2 years ago. I've been biting my nails. I'm 23 since I was, as long as I had nails. And what was interesting is that, you know, Wellbutrin has this anti-compulsive effect, and then I found that I just, stopped biting my nails sometime 2 years ago and have not started since. So it was more or less just a cure.
That's good.
That I would recommend that, you know.
For everybody. Yeah, so Emily, there we are. It's either start playing the guitar or go on antidepressant drugs.
Well, you know, one reads about some of the effects of Wellbutrin and drugs like Ritalin, and you wonder if you would just be a happier, healthy person, if it was slightly different, if you just took all those medications, whether or not you needed them. But
And now that therapist who called before is going to start prescribing Wellbutrin for everybody as the only antidote to genetics.
Right, although perhaps this is, you know, shooting down a small problem with a very large gun.
Yeah. What did you think about how determinist that therapist call was?
Well, I had read that there was a genetic component to nail biting, and that there were these identical twin studies, and also that there are higher rates of nail biting among the children of nail biters. And I think it's helpful to know that there's that influence going on, because then one sort of railing against oneself as a parent, you know, you can let yourself off the hook a little bit. But it doesn't, as you were saying, it doesn't leave you with the next step of what you're supposed to do about it.
Emily Bazelon, senior editor with Slate.com. She has the piece about nail biting, hers and her 5-year-old son's, at Slate.com. Thanks a lot, Emily.
Thanks for having me.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.